assisted you to erect the ancient altar, of which in days past all worship, the great altar of all things. But again, listen to the words of the great mother, who was of old also called among men Artemis, Astarte, Dione, Melusine, Aphrodite, Caridwen, Dana, Arianrod, Bride, Isis, and by many other names.
At mine altars, the youth of Lacedaemon and Sparta made due sacrifice. Whenever ye have need of anything, once in a month, and better it be when the moon is full, then shall ye assemble in some secret place and adore the spirit of me, who am queen of all witcheries. There shall ye assemble, ye who are fain to learn all sorcery, yet have not won its deepest secrets. To these will I teach things that are yet unknown. And ye shall be free from slavery, and as a sign that ye be really free, ye shall be naked in your rites. And ye shall dance, sing, feast, make music and love, all in my praise. For mine is the ecstasy of the spirit, and mine also is joy on earth. For my law is love unto all beings. Keep pure your highest ideal, strive ever towards it. Let naught stop you or turn you aside. For mine is the secret door, which opens upon the door of youth, and mine is the cup of the wine of life, and the cauldron of Caridwen, which is the holy grail of immortality. I am the gracious goddess who gives the gift of joy unto the heart of man. Upon earth I give the knowledge of the spirit eternal, and beyond death I give peace and freedom and reunion with those who have gone before. Nor do I demand sacrifice, for behold, I am the mother of all living, and my love is poured out upon the earth.
Hear ye the words of the star goddess, she in the dust of whose feet are the host of heaven, whose body encircleth the universe.
I who am the beauty of the green earth, and the white moon amongst the stars, and the mystery of the waters, and the desire of the heart of man, call unto thy soul, arise and come unto me, for I am the soul of nature, who giveth life to the universe. From me all things proceed, and unto me all things must return, and before my face, beloved of gods and men. Thine inmost divine self shall be unfolded in the rapture of the infinite. Let my worship be within the heart that rejoiceth, for behold, all acts of love and pleasure are my ritual. And therefore, let there be strength and beauty, power and compassion, honour and humility, mirth and reverence within you. And thou, who thinkest to seek for me, know thy seeking and yearning shall avail thee not, unless thou know the mystery, that if that which thou seekest thou findest not within thee, thou wilt never find it without thee. For behold, I have been with thee from the beginning, and I am that which is attained at the end of desire.
For this, the great rite, in which a witch qualifies to be a priest, high priest, or a high priestess, all must be naked. Now the coven all face outwards. The witch who is to be initiated lies in the centre of a circle in the five-pointed star position.
Assist me to build, as the mighty one will, an altar of praise from beginning of days. Thus doth it lie twixt the points of the sky. For this it was placed when the goddess embraced the horned one, her lord, who taught her the word which quickened the womb and conquered the tomb. Be thus, as of yore, the shrine we adore. the life-giving grail, the feast without fail. Before it our prayer, the miraculous spear, and invoke in this sign the goddess divine.
He makes the sign of the five-pointed star above the witch.
Thou, who at noon of night doth reign, queen of the starry realms above, not unto thee may we attain, unless thine image be of love. By moon ray's silver shaft of power, by green leaf breaking from the bud, by seed that springeth into flower, by life that courses in the blood, by rushing wind and leaping flame, by flowing water and green earth, pour us the wine of our desire from out the cauldron of rebirth. Here may we see in vision clear the secret strange unveiled at length, the wondrous twin pillars rear, erect in beauty and in strength.
And now the great rite itself is consummated.
Altar of mysteries manifold, the sacred circle's secret point, thus do I sign thee as of old, with kisses of my lips anoint. Open for me the secret way, the pathway of intelligence, beyond the gates of night and day, between the bounds of time and space. Behold the mystery aright, the five true points of fellowship, here where the lance and grail unite, and feet, and knees, and breast, and lips. Carnena, Areda. You lords of the watchtowers of the east, I do thank thee for thine attendance at the rites, and ere you depart to your pleasant and lovely realms, I say hail and farewell. Hail and farewell. You lords of the watchtowers of the south, I do thank thee for thine attendance at the rites, and ere you depart to your pleasant and lovely realms, I say hail and farewell. Hail and farewell. You lords of the watchtowers of the west, I do thank thee for thine attendance at the rites, and ere you depart to your pleasant and lovely realms, I say hail and farewell. Hail and farewell. You lords of the watchtowers of the north, Boreas, thou guardian of the portals of the north, I bring before you Janet, duly consecrated, a priestess of the goddess. I thank thee for thine attendance at the rites, and ere you depart to your pleasant and lovely realms, I say hail and farewell. Hail and farewell. Hail and farewell.